Gulf Coast Maker and Comic-Con 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all of the included benefits and get a 30-day free trial by going to plughitslive.com/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a 30-day trial and a free audiobook to keep by going to audiobooks.com and using promo code TRY70. Well, we have our next guest here. Hello.
Hi.
Go ahead and introduce yourself for us.
I'm Deborah Gibson, and I'm the owner of All About the Stitches. I'm from Clearwater.
Very cool. And so what is it that you do? You've got all kinds of interesting stuff here in front
of
me.
What is All About the Stitches?
It's all about any kind of stitch.
Okay.
I crochet, I knit, embroidery, cross stitch, and a little bit of sewing, as some of those are sewn on. So anything. I'm trying to incorporate some macrame.
Interesting.
And dream catchers.
So basically you're just making whatever you want?
I make a lot of afghans, a lot of purses, a lot of hats, dishcloths, scrubbies, rugs, baskets. So pretty much whatever suits my fancy sometimes.
Interesting. So how did you get into this?
I was probably about 14.
Oh,
my mom and grandma taught me pretty much all I know, and then go from there.
Whoa.
So I've been doing it over 50 years.
Okay.
Wow. And you still love it?
I still love it. Yeah.
Still love
Yeah.
it.
Well, that in and of itself is impressive.
Yeah, I used to make my kids clothes, you know.
Okay.
So a lot of Christmas presents, a lot of birthday presents.
At what point did it go from just something you were doing to something you were doing for others?
It started, I would say, probably a good 7 years ago.
Okay.
My kids said, Mom, you need to sell your stuff. You need to get a business and sell your stuff and let people know what you can do.
How's that going?
It's actually very good.
That's great.
Wow.
It's very good.
I'm glad.
I'm getting a lot of some repeat business, new business, but I'm getting a lot of they want to teach classes. A lot of people, the older seniors or your teenagers, want to learn how to crochet. So I'm hoping to get some classes together. And I do repairs. So a lot of grandma's afghans are getting a little worn, and they want to keep them. So I repair them.
Interesting.
Wow. So what did you bring for us today?
Well, because of Easter.
Oh, so I see
enough.
The ears.
Making some Easter hats for little girls.
Okay.
And this is my new section, recycling bras to make purses.
And interesting.
Okay.
Use these as pockets.
Interesting.
Okay.
Okay. So let's do this. Let's do one at a time, and we'll show.
I love the hat.
We'll show the audience. Aww. I adore this hat. I love the egg here on the side,
and the bunny.
And the little bunny, and the ears in the back.
And there's flowers. Oh.
Oh. Yeah, I didn't notice the flowers there on the back. That's
cute.
It was positioned such that I didn't see them. I love that. And then this you've got here, right?
Yes.
You've probably got a better angle at it than I do.
Here, I can move it back. Yeah.
I was probably too close. So, where does your inspiration to do something new come from?
Mainly family, a lot of friends. I belong to Clearwater Craft Guild.
Oh. Okay.
And there's a few members here today. But a lot of friends and family will just send me pictures.
Interesting.
What about this? You know, post it on Facebook. And or I'll see something But I had a real good thought or from a different vendor a couple months ago that I had made something, baskets, and he stepped over and said, why don't you put these together and make steampunk hats? And I went, okay, got it. So that's what I'm going to do. Okay.
Huh. Oh, wow.
Okay.
So I started off making some top hats and decorating them.
Okay.
Nice.
Interesting. So how much time would you say you dedicate to this?
Mornings and at night.
Okay.
So about 3 hours in the morning, and I would say 4 hours at night.
Okay.
Weekends. So this particular hat took about 10 hours.
Wow.
To do. Along with probably that too, about 10 hours. Afghans will take me about 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay.
And
sure.
So it's depending on what I do.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Wow. I'm just looking at this. This is like really cute for me. I'm like, I just want to stare at this little bunny.
As soon as I saw it, I saw you.
Yeah.
So I have, personally, I have a collectible on my shelf that is a crocheted piece from a video game.
Cool.
And so I know the artist well, and I know what went into it. And so, yeah, I can totally understand looking at this. 10 hours? All right, you've even got some speed to you.
It takes 8 hours to actually make the body of the hat. And then you encompassing how you're going to decorate it takes up the 2 hours, at least.
Well, that's...
It's
awesome.
So
cute.
It is, right? Like, you're getting distracted. I have to stop looking at it.
Okay, we'll turn it around.
So how do people find out, like, more about your business? Do you have your own website? Or
I have a website. I have a Facebook store. I have Twitter and Etsy, eBay. I'm trying to get on Amazon. So I'm out there.
Getting on Amazon nowadays is more complex than it used to be.
It's easy, except you have to retake all your pictures because they want a white background.
Uh-huh.
So you have to redo all your pictures. That's the only difficulty.
Okay. Well, then it's gotten easier again.
Well, they set up what's
called... Because it was super complex for a while.
Yeah.
It was easy and then super complex and...
Well,
maybe
they set up what's called Amazon Handmade,
yes.
Strictly for handmade, you know, situations. So.
Well, that's good.
But okay. I'm out there.
They saw a way to compete against Etsy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Makes sense. So if we were on one of these platforms, what would I search for to find your stuff?
Search for All About the Stitches.
Okay.
I'm on Instagram too, so there's your little hashtags and all that good stuff.
I live on that. Yep.
So pretty much I try and incorporate that when I'm on Facebook on my store.
Okay.
I'll put in all the hashtags, whatever people can find me. So
sure. So do you sell mainly online or more in person? What has been...
It's a combination.
Pretty even back and forth?
Yeah. I have more face-to-face because I'm in shows probably from September through April.
Okay.
Okay.
So I have at least 1 to 3 shows a month.
Okay. How do you like the shows versus like someone just ordering offline?
Shows are good because you meet... So many people.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you get the conversations that are really incredible. I used to crochet. My grandma, I have tons of grandmas crochet, you know, Afghans. I want to learn. Do you do this? It's interesting to meet the people and mm-hmm. listen to their stories. And other crocheters or knitters.
Sure.
They're coming in going, I'm stuck on this kind of stitch. Can you help me, you know, figure it out? Okay. Or I'm not quite sure how to do this, or how much do you charge? Things like that. So we help one another.
You did mention that you were in a guild, right?
Correct. Yeah. We meet once a month from January. Let's see. We take off a couple months because of the shows.
Yeah.
So we take off a couple months.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Because sometimes this takes up the majority of your off time.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Making things for the shows. Yeah.
Yeah. You got to crochet all summer long. And grow your inventory
so that you've got something to sell when you get here.
Yeah
exactly. Fair enough.
So
what kind of shows do best for you?
I tend to stay away from festivals.
Okay.
Only because, I mean, it gets a lot of traffic. Festivals get a lot of traffic, but they're there to either drink or eat.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And you provide neither of those services?
Neither one of them. They do bring in a lot of lookers, you know, and conversationalists. But we look for mainly handmade craft shows is okay. what we look for.
Okay. So this factors
correct.
into that for
yes.
you. How's the event been so far for you?
Very nice.
Good.
Very nice.
That's good to hear.
Yes, I have a lot of lookers.
Okay.
I have a lot of conversational
people. yep.
Fair enough.
Is that a... Oh, it is. Okay.
Can I ask, are these... do they sell well? That's what I want to know.
Yes. I posted... I actually, last weekend, I finished about 10 of them in the weekend. I posted them and sold two of them as soon as I posted them.
No.
And it's like, wow, okay.
Wow. All right. Very
that's
cool.
Awesome.
So it's good.
So this is going to be a new fashion.
Yeah,
have to be
exactly.
Carrying
around. And that's what I
want to see that.
You know, I'm telling the women and the guys out there, it's like, come on, you know you want to start a trend in your neighborhood. You know you do. Come on.
yeah.
Well, we definitely appreciate you taking the time to come talk to us today.
Oh, it's been yes. a pleasure. Thank you.
And hopefully the rest of the day will continue to go well for you.
It will be nice, yes. Be a great weekend.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good one.
You too.